Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a teaser Tuesday here on the Daily Tip. In a few minutes, I'll give you my favorite teaser options this week in the NFL. And Jinx, it's always somebody. This is why I like to name the segment Who Ruins My Teaser? Because it's always like one team that just like completely blows it. So last week, the teaser was this. We had the Patriots plus 14.5. Easy winner against the Bills because they won that game outright. We had the Colts laying a half. A point against the Raiders at home. The Colts won 40-6. And then the Giants. I had them plus 7.5 against the Saints. Against the Saints. And Jenks, I thought the Saints were one of the worst teams in the NFL. And I thought, hey, the Giants can maybe at least keep it within a touchdown. They did not. The final score of that game, Saints won it 26-14. I even made like an alternate teaser that week as well, because I was like, oh, I kind of like the Jags plus 9.5 as well. The problem was is I made the Giants the linchpin in both of them. So the Giants ruined not one, but two of my teasers last week.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Chelsea. I think I was on the Saints. I don't remember. You just never know in the NFL, which is why it makes teasers so tough. And also, you know, when you talk about a rookie quarterback, like the variance is sort of all over the place, right? You'll get an amazing performance, and then there's a couple steps back while they learn the game. And then, you know, you bet on the Giants this week. Jackson Dart could have two or three touchdowns. You just never know. But also, it's tough to hit teasers.
I think, like, what I'm trying to get at is, like, okay, what was the lesson there? Like, you gave me some good reasons. Hey, maybe don't trust rookie quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But, like, the week before, the team that ruined my teaser was the Packers. I had the Packers laying a mere point, and they had a tie. Like, what the hell? Against the Cowboys. Like, that game should not have been close, and I don't know what happened to the Packers' defense, but living in the past. But, like, my point being is that all these will sound very logical, but, like, somebody's going to pee the bed. And somebody's going to ruin it for me, but listen. I love teasers, and here's the basis. It's that the lines in the NFL are generally pretty sharp. And the purpose of teasers is to go through as many key numbers as possible. You can go through 3, you can go through 6, or you can go through 7. And so it does feel like a valuable play, but as we've seen over the last few weeks in the NFL, it's just been absolute chaos. But listen, it's not going to stop us from trying again, so we get back up, and it's time for another edition of Teaser Tuesday.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, it's time to play my favorite game of Who Ruins My Teaser, because it's always someone. All right, Jenks, here are the legs for this week. First up, we're going to fade one of the worst teams in the NFL at this point, the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not sure what's going on with them, but they're getting the absolute break speed off them. And so I'm going to go with the Rams on the road here against the Ravens, laying a mere 1.5 in my teaser. Next up, we're going to go the Lions plus 7.5 at the Chiefs. I feel like the basis of the Chiefs is just that maybe they're going to win this game, but it feels like it's at least going to be close. It just feels like the Chiefs always play in close games, with the exception of the Ravens, who I am also fading. Next up, we're going to go Browns plus 10.5 on the road at the Steelers. Divisional game. I feel like the Browns' defense can keep them in it. Maybe the sabotage factor is their offense is not very good, and maybe I don't believe enough in the Steelers. And then I'm going to give you an honorable mention as well. So okay. You can tell me if there is a team you want to kick out of this teaser and replace with this. This feels too good to be true. Colts laying a half point at home against the Cardinals. Like, it feels like a trap to me, right? Like, the Colts have been so dominant. And I feel like eventually these dominant teams, they lose games. And I understand the Colts have lost the game, but, like, my point being is that, you know, they're going to get tripped up by a team that they're not supposed to lose to. So do I keep the teaser as is, or do I replace a team with the Colts?
Ooh. I mean, that's the one that worries me a little bit. I think the Browns can keep it within 10 and a hook against the Steelers, but the Colts is... Look, the Cardinals are not a bad team. They're not a great... The Cardinals are one of those teams that they're just right in the middle. I feel like every year, Arizona is that team right in the middle, right? They're well coached. They have Kyler. They have some offensive weapons. They're pretty good defensively. So they have the ability to beat you or to have the wheels fall off on any given weekend. We saw that over the weekend against your Titans, right? Like, they had that game in hand. That should have been a no-brainer. And then it's just like the whole game went haywire, and the Cardinals went haywire. But as good as the Colts have been, when you have a guy like Kyler Murray on the other side who can engineer potentially a game-winning drive, then I think maybe that's the one thing that worries me a little bit. I'm a believer in the Colts. Like, I've come around to believing Indy is the real deal and Daniel Jones looks great. But there is a possibility there with a Cardinals team that is really going to want to regroup after that loss to the Titans.
Right. And I feel like especially the past couple weeks have made me rethink teasing favorites, because we've seen a lot of these big favorites lose outright. So let me ask you, like, the most obvious leg of this part of this teaser, what about the Rams laying a point and a half of the Ravens? Like, it seems too easy, but, like, how many times have I said that about the legs that ruin my teasers? Is there a sabotage factor there for LA?
I don't think so. Like, I'm so off on the Ravens right now. Maybe they can find some sort of lightning in the bottle and Cooper Rush can go nuts. I just don't see it, because the thing about the Rams is the Rams' defense is very good, too. Like, the Rams are one of the better teams in the National Football League. They're kind of on the cusp of not elite, but you don't want to face McVay and the Rams. You just don't, because they have too much talent. They're too well coached. And the Ravens are just such a mess defensively right now. Obviously not Lamar, so I don't feel bad about that. I mean, it's less than...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A field goal? Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah. All right, so next on the sabotage factor list, the Lions plus 7.5 of the Chiefs. Chiefs going to break out and have a dominant game? Like, I just don't feel like it. And plus, like, this has been a spot where the Lions have really thrived. Like, I think I had the Lions in a teaser. Was it when they played the Bills? They played somebody good, and they won that game outright. But it just feels to me like the Lions are never going to give up, and it just feels like their offense has way more high-end potential than what we've seen from the Chiefs. And we've just seen this, that the Chiefs, even when they've been at their peak, they have not been a team that's blowing the doors off people. So I like that 7.5 a lot.
Yeah, I do too. And the Lions are playing great football right now. I know they had that loss to the Packers to open the season, and people thought, oh my God, what's going on with that Lions offense? They're not going to be the same. They've been just running teams just ragged with their offense. They look great. Now, they haven't had the best of schedules, right? I think we're going to find out a lot about Detroit. Like, okay, you've beaten up on
what, the Bengals or the Browns. Like, you haven't played necessarily a murderer's row here. So now you have to go to Kansas City. That's always going to be a tough spot to play. This is the late game on Sunday, so it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. This is going to be a desperate Kansas City team. That said, if you're one of the elite teams in the NFL, you should be able to keep it within 7.5 in Kansas City. So I like that a lot, and I think the Lions don't miss Ben Johnson at all.
Right, at least that's what we've seen so far from that offense. Mm-hmm. They still have the pieces and the weaponry to be a very good offense. And here is a reason why we do this early in the week, not just because of the alliteration, is because a lot of these lines will move. And we've already mm-hmm. seen that with this Lions line, to where at certain books that shall not be named, the Lions are +1.5. Over at BetMGM, the Lions are -1. So when we're talking about teasers, that cancels out the Lions, because you don't tease through zero. It's just one of the things you don't do. But my point being is that if you like the Lions in that game outright, mm-hmm. you need to probably bet on this now, because they're getting 1.5 right. points. I feel like by the time the weekend comes, the Lions will be favored at probably most of the books.
Yeah, you would think so, right? It certainly
after
feels that
night.
Way. Yeah, after last night. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how it's always fascinating to me in the NFL. I was thinking about this yesterday, about how sometimes the market shifts based on a week or two, and then sometimes it doesn't shift at all based on sort of the long-term view. And what I mean by that is, like last night, one of the reasons why I liked the Jags was because I felt like the market was too hot on the Chiefs because they got a big win over the Ravens, and people thought, all right, Kansas City's back. And I thought, well, okay, but maybe the Ravens aren't that good. Then measure that up against the Bills, and so the Bills lose outright to the Patriots. Did the market move at all? No. Like, it wasn't affected at all, because I feel like sportsbooks have a better idea of who the Bills are, whereas with Kansas City, we're still trying to figure that out even now. So when I look at this number, I think we're getting a better idea of who Kansas City is, which, again, is a very good team, but not a dominant team who can beat everyone, and I think money's going to come out on the Lions as well.
I think it's really hard not to be reactionary in the NFL, because I think that's what you're getting at, is that sometimes you have to stand firm. And also, you know, watching these games, is that a lot had to go right last night for the Jags. Like, that was an mm-hmm. absolutely crazy finish. But to tie this into, like, the Cardinals as well, like, look at all the disastrous things that had to happen for the Cardinals to lose to the Titans. Because a lot of people are going to say, in no world should you ever be losing a game to the Tennessee Titans, which is true. But, mm-hmm. like, look at those two plays that are not ones that are going to happen every game, or at least you hope not, where somebody drops a ball before the goal line and it's a touchback instead of a touchdown. And then that wild play where Cam Ward should have been intercepted, and then you fumble it, and then the Titans pick it up in the end zone. Like, that was a lot of chaos for that win to happen for the Titans. So my point being is that I think maybe people will be too low on the Cardinals now, mm-hmm. as opposed to seeing that with a grain of salt and saying, hey, a lot of stuff had to happen.
Yeah, I think so as well. And also, did you see that video of Jonathan Gannon going after Amari DeMarcado? I felt so bad about DeMarcado. I mean, he had, like, his offensive lineman with his arm around him, and Gannon came over and just read him the riot act, pushed him a little bit. And, you know, for me, when a guy knows he screwed up, like, that badly, like, you could tell he felt terrible. Like, you're not benefiting him by going after him in that way. Like, he's not going to learn anything from you yelling at him and getting in his face and pushing him when he's already crushed by the fact that he knows he screwed up. Like, to me, I think you have to support someone in that situation as opposed to come after them. So I didn't like that move from him, but at the same time, I do expect the Cardinals to respond this week.
I think it's tough. Like, as a mom, it was tough for me to sit there and watch that, because I 100% agree with you. But he is also a professional athlete. And, like, Jonathan Gannon mm-hmm. has a right to be angry. His job is on the line, too, with some of those losses. All right, coming up next, we will relive the biggest betting lessons from last night's Monday Night Football game next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.